From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A woman was the subject of a water rescue in Humboldt County Thursday. Deputies dispatched to the North Jetty for the report of a woman in distress underwater. While en route to the scene, deputies learned that the woman was no longer underwater. However, an adult male relative trying to rescue the woman had become stranded on rocks alongside her. Through a collaborative effort, both subjects were rescued and taken to a local hospital for treatment related to their extended time in the water. Another 2,000 pot plants unearthed this week by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit. They executed a search warrant in the Blake Mountain area, focusing on a parcel of land which did not have a commercial cannabis permit. Also during the investigation, deputies found that half of the illegal cultivation was being conducted on U.S. Forest Service property adjacent to the parcel. The line was clearly marked and disregarded by the cultivators. During service of the warrant, deputies eradicated just about 2,000 growing cannabis plants. Police have found the man they thought was responsible for armed robberies at two stores early Wednesday and for stealing a vehicle from an employee at one of those stores. Nicholas Cevallo was taken into custody without further incident in Lake County. Cevallo was in possession of a stolen Nissan Pathfinder. He's suspected of robbing a gas station on the 1700 block of 4th Street in Eureka and of robbing another gas station on the 100 block of Broadway less than 2 hours later. Police were able to identify him through video surveillance at the first location. 72% containment now for the Giant Ranch fire, which stands at 321,000 acres. They're hoping to have full containment by September 1st. The Carr fire at 71% and has burned 214,000 acres. State Route 299W now open to traffic 24/7 between Redding and Weaverville. Motorists encountering areas of traffic control between Whiskey Creek Road and Trinity Dam Boulevard between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. The Klondike fire continues moving slowly to the south. Residents there may see more smoke and fire in that vicinity. Also, the Josephine County Sheriff's Office announcing a Level 1 Be Ready evacuation notice. It's for all residences on the west side of U.S. Highway 199 between 8 Dollar Mountain Road and the Oregon-California border. Well, the Fortuna Police Department partnering with Nixle to implement its community notification system, alerting residents in real time about localized emergency situations and community advisories. You can sign up two ways. Text 95540 to 888-777 from your mobile phone or go to friendlyfortuna.com/alerts and sign up via the web. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.